listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Ronnie Aldridge there at the pianos. Yes, he apparently played two, but I think it was just one in two channels. Alone Again, naturally, the Gilbert O'Sullivan tune. Sven Lebeck before that with Raindrops. The Singers Unlimited in Deck the Halls. Dick Baker, Daddy, don't You Walk So Fast. London Studio Orchestra and Singers, Do You Know Where You're Going To? Well, there were no singers on that one, but you get the idea. And David Whittaker did Summer Samba or So Nice. I guess that's what it's known the rest of the year, right? So here's Bob Crew Generation and Winchester Cathedral. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Pose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage. In the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA, presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the superpowered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500 kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
An ode to collecting records or hearing a great song over the radio. Welcome aboard. It's Cruising the Decades with over 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage. You're listening to episode number 95. And on today's show, Bo Carter gives us some 30s blues double entendre. Also, European listener and shortwave radio correspondent Martin in Poland checks in with some QSL listening confirmations. And Todd Snyder sings a love song to collecting vinyl. And get this, Mr. Joe Jackson presents Max Champion, a recent release by UK singer Joe Jackson, who's always doing many different styles of music throughout his career. Well, now he is reviving the songs of a 1900s and 1910s British music hall singer, Max Champion, who was almost entirely lost to history until this recent release. Well, let's get going. We'll start in 1918, Cruising the Decades, and we're going to play a recording digitally mastered off an old Edison cylinder, a wax cylinder record. Look it up. It's pretty amazing. Certain museums can demonstrate how this type of record player works. And this is pre-electricity. And before records were flat, they were a cylinder made of wax. And so this one's a little scratchy. I hope it's okay. It's over 100 years old. Irving Kaufman with Don't Cry, Little Girl, Don't Cry. This is 1918 on Cruising the Decades.
Why are you looking so sad, sweetheart? Your heart is breaking, it seems. It's mighty hard, you and I must part. We only know what it means. I long for a smile from you, although you are sad and blue. Don't cry, little girl, don't cry. Don't cry, little girl, don't cry. Remember, a smile is always worthwhile when one comes to say goodbye. Someday when your dreams come true, they'll bring happy thoughts to you. Your tears as they fall hurt my heart most of all. Please don't cry, little girl. For you, I thought I'd wear it to say goodbye to one who has been so true. Remember that tear remember, a smile is always worthwhile when one comes to say goodbye. Someday when your dreams come true, they'll bring happy thoughts to you. Your tears as they fall hurt my heart most of all. Please don't cry, little girl, don't cry.
A well-known name of the 1910s and 20s in music, Irving Kaufman from 1918. And like we said, we pulled that off of a phonograph cylinder, a so-called wax cylinder record from over 100 years ago. Now, let's stay in this early pop music category for a moment. In the U.S., you've probably heard of vaudeville. Well, similarly, in the United Kingdom and across Europe, they had the British Music Hall, the early recording era, and in the spotlight now, thanks to singer Joe Jackson, is a nearly forgotten artist, Max Champion. Joe Jackson has a recent release where he interprets the music of Max Champion. What would an artist of 1915 sound like today with a full band and today's recording technology? Well, we'll find out when we sample one of these recordings at the end of today's show. But right now, here's part of a biography or a documentary about British Music Hall. This is tied in with the recent Joe Jackson release. And this is all about the music hall era.
The genre known in Britain as music hall was the first form of mass entertainment created by the working classes. Its raw beginnings were in the streets and pubs of 19th century London, and it was never really considered respectable. And yet, by 1900, it was being performed at opulent theatres to huge audiences from all walks of life.
But of course, it did have a close cousin in vaudeville in America.
Music hall featured magicians, acrobats, and ventriloquists. But at its heart were always songs. More often than not, these songs were humorous or satirical. Others were sentimental or patriotic. And more than a few would have been blatantly sexual if the authorities at the time had allowed it. Instead, they were full of bawdy innuendos and double entendres.
You can find that full documentary about Music Hall and the music of Max Champion on the Joe Jackson website and his new release. We'll hear one of those songs when we get to the 2020s. But for now, Cruising the Decades is cruising forward to 1929. And the music of G.B. Grayson and Henry Widder. A major influence in Appalachian music and country and bluegrass and later rock and roll. For instance, Bob Dylan and Mick Jagger and the Kingston Trio and Doc Watson, all heavily influenced by Grayson and Widder. And certainly a huge influence on bluegrass like the Stanley Brothers or Mack Wiseman. Now, this next song actually goes back to the mountains of North Carolina in the 1860s, a traditional song, Tom Dooley. The Kingston Trio took this song to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1958. Very famous folk song, but the earlier contemporary version is by G.B. Grayson and Henry Widder. From 1929, this is Tom Dooley, a very spooky classic murder ballad on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Laura Foster, you know you're bound to die. Hillside, as God Almighty knows, took her on the hillside, and there you hit her close. Mm-hmm. you beg to be excused. Took her by the roadside where there you hid her shoes. Took her on the hillside to make her your wife. Took her on the hillside where there you took her life. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Laura Foster, you know you're bound to die. Violin, play it all you please. This time tomorrow it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Laura Foster, you know you're bound to die. I dug a grave 4 feet long, I dug it 3 feet deep. Rolled a coal clay o'er her and tromped it with my feet. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Laura Foster, you know you're bound to die. One more than where you reckon I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Laura Foster, you know you're bound to die.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Says to burn my bread, then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna deny. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now I got the white gold, my baby got the tub. We gonna put them together, gonna rub, rub, rub. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Go on, let my banana spore now. Let my banana spore now. I can see the way you can on. You don't want my banana, no how. Now I got the dasher, my baby got the churn. We gonna churn, churn, churn until the butter comes. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now my baby's got the claw, and I've got the needle. We gonna stick, 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 till we both will feel it. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Go on, let my banana run now. Mmm. at my banana right now. I can see the way you can on, you don't want my banana no how. Now my baby got to meet, and I got denied. I'm gonna do her cutting, the balance of my life. And I'm telling you, baby, sure ain't gonna deny. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied.
Ah, the sounds of the Mississippi Delta, the classic country blues. That was Bo Carter. Actually, lyrically speaking, I'm a little bit embarrassed. I'm turning beet red because the lyrics, the double entendre of that song. But I kind of love it. You know, a lot could be said about pop music today, or pop music in the 60s, or pop music in the 50s, being out to rot the brains and minds of the youth. But some of this 20s and 30s blues stuff is pretty raunchy as well. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music appreciation. I'm Brad Savage. You can find out more about our show. You can find all of our playlists at cruisingthedecades.com. You can also listen on demand to every episode we've ever done. 100 years of music in 1 hour on Cruisin' the Decades. And now we put the pedal down and zip forward into the 1940s. One of the earliest well-known recordings by Sarah Vaughan, well-regarded jazz and blues vocalist. By the 50s and 60s, she was a superstar. But this is an early recording with Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra. This is 1945 with Sarah Vaughan, Loverman, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no loving, never had no kissing, love man. Oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me, love a man. Oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ears. A hugging and a kissing, oh, what we've been missing, love a man. Oh, where can you be? Someday we'll meet and you dry all a-huggin' and a-kissin'. Oh, what we've been missin'. Love a man, oh, where can you be? Love a man, where can you be?
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
See, see,
see,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
wee,
da,
da,
da, da.
Okay,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, all right,
well, all right.
Hey, girl, you sure look fine.
Ha ha.
Hey, boy, you're sweet as wine.
Ha ha.
So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime.
Ha ha.
Hey, girl, I dig your touch.
Ha ha.
Hey, boy, you're much too much.
Ha-ha.
So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime.
Ha-ha.
I look in your eyes and my knees get weak.
When you're in my arms, I can hardly speak.
I hear crazy music when I call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl,
uh-huh.
How about a kiss?
Ha-ha.
Hey, boy, I can't resist.
Ha-ha.
Now we're going steady and I'll never, never let you go.
Uh-huh.
Hey, girl, I like the way you look.
Uh-huh.
Hey, boy, I can really cook.
Uh-huh.
Now we'll get married and never, never let you go.
Uh-huh.
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 See, see.
See,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Da-da.
Da-da.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Well, all right.
Well, all right.
I look in your eyes and I'm glad you're mine.
When I'm in your arms, it's so divine.
I hear pretty music when they call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl,
uh-huh.
Tell me, what's the score?
Uh-huh.
Hey, boy, I love you more and more.
Uh-huh.
Now that we are married, I will never, 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 never let you go. Hey, girl.
100 years of music and record collecting, all genres welcome. Talk about a dynamic duo. That's Louis Prima and Keeley Smith from 1959. That is Hey Boy, Hey Girl. On Cruisin' the Decades, I'm Brad Savage. You can email me, brad@thesummit.fm. The Summit FM is a local, all-music, independent public radio station in Akron, Ohio. That's where we produce this show, and now we send it out all over the world to 45 great radio stations worldwide, including Hut Radio in New Zealand and Blue Wave Radio in Roatan. Cruisin' the Decades is also heard on Dolphin Radio at Delgado Community College in New Orleans and across Indiana on IPR, Indiana Public Radio, from Ball State University, Muncie, Indiana. And streaming worldwide at cruisinthedecades.com. Coming up, we'll acknowledge some of our listeners from all around the world with a shortwave shout-out from a listener in Poland. Pretty exciting. Talk about listener contributions. Well, let's keep going on Cruising the Decades. We zoom forward into the 1960s now for one of my favorite recording artists of all time. An absolute wordsmith, some of the catchiest and most clever songs ever written. Let's hear Roger Miller. Here's Kansas City Star, not a reference to the Kansas City newspaper, but being a star on television in Kansas City, and then the bigger city comes a-callin'. But no thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Roger Miller, 1965 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job at higher wages, expenses paid and a car. But I'm on TV here locally and I can't quit. I'm a star. I come on the TV a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. I'm the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the leader, daddy, you're the same car. Drop a big old Cadillac with wide wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the lead lady, you're the same car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. That term gonna have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from superpowered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
The night.
the super catchy 70s power pop sounds of the Raspberries. One of their earliest hits, I Wanna Be With You, from 1972. It was from their album Fresh Raspberries. And in the United States, it reached number 16 on the U.S. Pop Top 40 charts. And they came out of Cleveland, Ohio, not far at all from the Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio area, where this show originates, where we broadcast and create Cruise in the Decades on the Summit FM. Now, you can get your listener reception report in at CruisinTheDecades.com or email Brad@thesummit.fm. And now with our shortwave shout outs, we go to listener Martine in Poland. She listens to the show on channel 292 shortwave, transmitting from Germany. Now she is a show contributor with home recording equipment. She has created this listener report.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martine. We've got a shout-out show.
Hello and salutations to our listeners all around planet Earth. It's shout-out time. Isn't it amazing how far the reach of Cruising the Decades really is? We have received recent messages and correspondence from Mike in Newmarket, Maryland, USA, listening to the Gamut FM from Washington, D.C. area. David in Central Texas tuned in while camping near Lake Whitney, Texas, listening on WRMI Shortwave, Radio Miami International. Mark in Herndon, Virginia, near Washington, D.C., the capital city of the USA, who is also listening on WRMI Shortwave, Radio Miami International. Joanne in Mankato, Minnesota, listening on KMSU, The Maverick, the station from Minnesota State University, Mankato, Minnesota. And hello to Carol in Charlottesville, Virginia, USA, home of Thomas Jefferson, listening on 97.9 FM, The Ren. Send us your message or song request. We'd love to hear from you. And don't mind sharing us your location and radio station you're tuned in. Send an email or submit a request on cruisingthedecades.com or write directly to Schaushost at brett@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you to our European correspondent, Martine, in Koronowo, Poland, for that listener report. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. And now, as we move into the 1980s decade, remembering Miles Goodwin of the band April Wine. They were formed in the early 70s in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And sadly, Miles Goodwin has passed away at age 75. When it comes to Canadian hard rock and the big arena rock sound, looming large for over 16 studio albums, April Wine. Let's remember now their biggest chart hit, the powerful ballad from 1981, Just Between You and Me. This is April Wine, remembering Miles Goodwin on Cruisin' the Decades.
Time and time again I see a love that seems strong was not meant to be. Hearts don't always mend, left to unsure to try love again. But just between you and me, baby, I know our love will be. Just between you and me,
Custom-selected, hand-curated selection of the most interesting records ever recorded, one song per decade, for over 100 years of music. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition, with your host, Brad Savage. Cruisin' the Decades.
Great song and a slice of the 90s alt-rock, college rock sound. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, that was Zuzu's Petals. Yes, they take their name from the classic holiday film, It's a Wonderful Life. Zuzu's Petals, a female trio in the early 90s in the Twin Cities area. They were on Twin Tone Records, and much has been said about the history of Twin Tone, the Replacements, and Soul Asylum in the so-called Minnesota sound. But beyond that, you've got great groups like Trip Shakespeare and the Gear Daddies and the Jayhawks and the Suburbs, and a ton of great stuff on the Twin Tone roster through the years. So that was called Cinderella's Daydream, released in 1992. Zuzu's Petals. I happen to grow up in that Twin Cities area. I'm Brad Savage, cruisingthedecades.com. And now we move a page forward. We flip the chapter into the 21st century. We're going to go to 2002 now with a song about collecting records. But physical media is clearly where it's at. Are you a record collector too? This is Todd Snyder with Vinyl Records on Cruising the Decades, 2002.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over dozens of times more. All I've got is a beat-up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffalo, I Love It, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe, and you're singing with the fish, you know. I got I was standing in an airport line. One bag I had all my clothes, the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I Love It, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith, Fox, and Country Joe. And he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo, Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Halls, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cass. I got Forbert, Frommo, Stevie Ray, T-Birds, Yardbird, Sam and Dave, and it's some of y'all might have guessed already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
One 100 years of music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation.
Just take me anywhere. Take
That's Rita Ora on Cruise in the Decades. That's Anywhere from 2017. It reached number 2 in the UK. It was a big hit across Europe and Asia and really all around the world. It didn't even chart on the Hot 100 in the United States. I'm always fascinated by that concept, the idea of a global chart hit that, for whatever reason, is not as well known in certain countries and is a big hit elsewhere on planet Earth. Rita Ora on Cruise in the Decades. And now we get back to our Joe Jackson story. We mentioned this earlier, a tribute to the British music hall era of the 1900s and 1910s. Well, Joe Jackson's recent release is called Mr. Joe Jackson Presents Max Champion, What a Racket. Let's hear more from Joe Jackson's biography video, the brief documentary about Max Champion.
One of the most fascinating of the later music hall performers was Max Champion. We know very little about him, except that he was born in Whitechapel in the East End of London in 1882, and is thought to have been a relation, possibly nephew, of the great Victorian entertainer Harry Champion. Originator of such songs as I'm Henry VIII, I Am, and Boiled Beef and Carrots. Max had no such success. Though he shared the stage with some big stars, he never reached the top of the bill. Possibly he was ahead of his time. His songs, with their unusual musical and lyrical twists and turns, may have sounded strange to an Edwardian audience. Champion's songs were almost lost forever. That is, until sheet music started to turn up. Some of it published, but most handwritten, presumably by Max himself. In 2014, two songs were found in Valletta, Malta. No one has any idea how they got there. 2 years later, no fewer than 9 songs were found inside a decrepit wardrobe in the back of an antique shop in Bethnal Green, East London. More songs were then found in the attic of a boarding house in Margate. And, most intriguingly, in an old farmhouse in Zonnebeek, Belgium. This would tend to support the theory that Max disappeared after 1913 because, like so many of his countrymen, he went to fight in the First World War and never returned. By 2019, enough Max Champion songs had been recovered for producer Joe Jackson to arrange and record a whole album.
The humorous side of it, especially, was what appealed to me about these songs, because they really sound like they're from an era when people went out and had fun. And I mean, obviously, a lot of just ordinary working people had worse lives then, you know, in 1910 or so, than they do now. But nevertheless, it didn't stop them from going out in their thousands to music halls to sing along and laugh with performers who were great characters. And that spirit of fun was something that it was, you know, really refreshing to delve into, to try to bring that back, because I think we need some of that spirit. We need to bring it back.
What a Racket presents 11 of Max Champion's songs for the first time in more than a century.
Would these British music hall songs sound like 100 years later with modern production, modern recording techniques? Well, let's find out. Mr. Joe Jackson presents Max Champion in What a Racket. This one is called The Bishop and the Actress on Cruisin' the Decades 2023.
Oh, the Bishop. The actress had a very bold affair, or it would have been if they were seen out in the public square. Instead, it was in secret. They cuddled and they kissed and spread fresh gossip with each tender tryst. But that was back in days of bawdy fun, when fair folks felt no fear of quip or pun. When you heard us all sea salt air like a spot of sport, but it happens to be hard to fit it in. Or someone was on the job or was polishing a knob or debating the debaucheries of old Neil Gwynn, when you heard fainting fits, other naughty bits, or cool, what a lovely pair. The bishop and the actress were still there. We mustn't meet out on the streets. I'll come in your back door, said the actress to the bishop. Proceed with caution there. A man in your position must take care. But nowadays there's trouble all around. Where entendres that are double are still found. Cheeky chap, say I like a bit of slap and tickle or a tremble of the knee. When something's getting sticky or somebody likes a quickie or is flashing us a wink and going tee-hee-hee. Wheeled in a chopper, squealing what a whopper, delivery's in the rear. The bishop and the actress are still here.
There could not be a recent release more perfectly suited for Cruise in the Decades 100 Years of Music than Mr. Joe Jackson Presents Max Champion. Except for one little thing. Many Joe Jackson fans believe the entire backstory is an elaborate ruse. They believe it's all fictionalized and created by Joe Jackson so he could make an album that sounds like this, based upon the classic sounds of British Music Hall 100 years later. There's so much music to discover. Find more at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well,
Last night was the final Republican primary debate of 2023, the final debate before the voting starts. We streamed it live. It was so great to see so many of you. And the incredible thing about last night's debate, that it was simultaneously the best debate and the worst debate. Last night's debate was the best debate in that we saw what I believe to be the true colors of so many of the candidates. Vivek Ramaswamy thinks the voters are really stupid and is now feeding them conspiracy theories that he obviously doesn't believe, brazenly just trying to win. Chris Christie, increasingly indignant about the fact that the electorate he's trying to appeal to has no interest in considering how it might be a bad idea to elect a guy who might spend the rest of his life in prison and is facing 91 criminal charges. It was really an incredible show of what these candidates are really like when they know this is it. And unless Trump dies, they're not going to be the nominees. So let's go through some parts of this. Very little of this really qualifies as debate. It's one-liners arguing conspiracy theories and yelling over each other. That's what it was, but I want to review it with you. There are some interesting moments. Here is Vivek Ramaswamy generating some of the largest applause of the night by pushing the obviously debunked conspiracy theory that January 6th was not just Trumpists getting violent, but rather some kind of inside job. And the crowd goes wild.
Donald Trump attempted to take on. And if you want somebody who's going to speak truth to power, yeah, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job, that the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11, that the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform.
So look at that, just full on QAnon. I mean, he forgot to mention that the moon landing was fake, or that Paul McCartney died and was replaced with a similar looking left-handed bassist 40 years ago. Or 50 years ago, I don't even know when that supposedly was. I'll be honest. I don't think Vivek believes any of this stuff. I don't think he's stupid enough to believe any of this stuff. I think he believes the voters he needs to appeal to are stupid enough to believe this stuff and pushing great replacement and all of these different things. Vivek Ramaswamy also argued that Nikki Haley is too pro-trans. She's not anti-transgender enough. He mentions Dylan Mulvaney and the entire Bud Light situation, and then actually holds up a sign. Vivek wrote a sign about Nikki Haley. What a pathetic display.
We're talking about that trans issue. And Nikki Haley's campaign launch video sounded like a woke Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light ad talking about how she would kick in heels. At the first debate, she said that only...
Nikki Haley struggling not to grin at the stupidity of that one, but here it goes off the rails.
A woman can get this job done. That's what she said. After the third debate, when I criticized Ronna McDaniel after five failed years of leadership of this party and criticized Nikki for her corrupt foreign dealings as a military contractor, she said that I have a woman problem. Nikki, I don't have a woman problem. You have a corruption problem. And I think that that's what people need to know. Nikki is corrupt.
And now that caught Nikki Haley's attention because she tried not to even look at Vivek the entire debate. And she did a pretty good job. But then all of a sudden, Vivek is holding